Hi there, you're listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450, KVPS, and KVPS.AM. We are talking to one of the best rock climbers in the nation, Charlotte Wild, for a follow-up interview. Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for talking with us on Summer Sound.
Hi, it's so good to talk to you again.
It's good talking with you too. First, for the KVPS listeners, tell us about yourself for as just as refresher.
My name is Charlotte Wild. I'm a recent graduate from Franklin High School in Portland, Oregon, and I am a competitive rock climber.
To place in the national championships, you must be great. So, how long have you been climbing?
I've been climbing for about 10 years. But probably 5 of those years have been actually more intentional. But yeah, I've been climbing for about 10 years.
So tell us about this climbing competition happening in Beaverton this past week, and how big of a deal is the Youth National Championship event?
It was a pretty big deal. I think we had about 650 athletes from all over the country attend the event, and there were multiple disciplines that were at the competition. There were three disciplines. It was sport climbing, which is taller walls, bouldering, which is like shorter walls with no rope, and there was speed climbing, which is essentially just like a vertical 15 meter sprint. It's pretty hard, actually. A lot of people saw it at the Olympics because it was like kind of a new thing. But yeah, those are the disciplines.
Sounded difficult. Speed climbing?
Yeah,
Wow.
it's very, very hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Sounds just
Yeah,
ugh. So you've competed in this before. Tell us about placing third in this event or in the event last year and advancing to the World Championships.
last year was it was my first time being on the podium, so it was really exciting. There was definitely a lot of emotions going around. You know, it's like emotional for everyone in different ways. But ultimately, I was just really excited to get on the podium. I was excited to go to world. And the World Championships, like, I had a lot of support to go there, which was amazing. And I'm so grateful. But it was honestly just one of probably the hardest competitions of my life, just because of the setting and the environment. And, you know, I got sick and everything, but I'm not going to go into it too much. It was a hard competition, but ultimately, I was really grateful for the experience. And it
Yeah.
was really cool to be immersed in a different culture in a different country than I'm used to. So I think it was really cool in that aspect.
Just curious, what country did it take place in?
We went to Guangzhou in China. It's a city called Guangzhou. Yeah. So this year the World Championships are actually in Helsinki, Finland. But unfortunately, my category is too old to go. They have strange rules that I don't really quite understand. But I'm in the oldest category, the U20s, and unfortunately, we didn't go to World this year for some reason. But it's okay. I'm not
Oh.
too upset about it. I think I had a good run.
For the listeners just tuning in, we are talking to one of the best rock climbers in the nation, Charlotte Wild, on KVPS Summer Sound 2025. So you've got to be in pretty good shape to be a rock climber, let alone the best in the nation and the world. What's your gym routine like, and any advice you can share with students who want to do this at your level?
Yeah, my gym routine, I climb about 5 to 6 days a week, probably 2 or 3 hours each time. I try to do various different exercises, like strength training and endurance training, like staying on the wall for a prolonged period of time, or doing like a small amount of reps, but very high resistance, things like weighted pull-ups maybe, or core exercises. But I think something really important, about climbing at this level is that you kind of need to simulate the competition environment. So climbing is really unique in the way that the route that you get is something you've never seen before. So I think it makes it really, really different from other sports. You know, when you're a track athlete, for instance, you know, it's the same track you've trained on your whole life. But for climbing, the route that you get is something you've never seen before, and you need to kind of decipher it, figure it out, and kind of execute and perform as well as you can in one try, is if you're doing the sport climbing, which is very stressful. So simulating that exact environment is really, really important. So you know, go into the gym and choose a route that you haven't ever tried before or really looked at before or seen anybody doing, and try to do it in one try. I think that's a really good piece of advice I could give to someone.
Oh, it sounds like a real puzzle to...
It's definitely a puzzle. It's kind of like an enigma, you know, you have to decipher it. There's just so much that goes into it, but it's pretty special, I think, because no other sport is like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Do you have any like most memorable moments or most exciting moments you've experienced so far as one of the nation's best climbers?
For indoor, I really enjoyed this past nationals in Beaverton because it was a gym that I was familiar with, and I just really had a good time. I think I had some shaky first rounds. You know, the qualifying round, you have to be in the top 20 to go to the semifinal. They need to be in the top 10 to go to the final. And then essentially, your performance in the finals is what is how you get ranked. So if you get first in the final, then you're first in the country, essentially. So I didn't have like the best qualifying rounds, not the worst, but I managed to get to the final. And I actually did better than all the other climbers, which was pretty exciting. So I managed to snag a win for my last year, which was like just the best way to go out. And it was really special. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. How well did you place in this event? And are you satisfied with the outcome?
Yeah. So for the lead discipline, I actually came first place. So yay. I've never won before, especially last year was my first podium. So this was kind of special. And for bouldering, I was more surprised with that performance almost. I got third, which was really exciting. I've never even made it to the final round of bouldering before. So I think it was a really big improvement and I'm really satisfied with my performance. But I still think that every single event, there are really so many takeaways that you get from the competition. And I know that there are areas I have to improve and I'm pretty excited to tackle those weaknesses. But yeah, overall, I'm pretty happy with it.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So thank you so much for talking with us on KBPS Summer Sound. We've been speaking with Charlotte Wilds, Franklin High School, class of 2025, and one of the best rock climbers in the world. Thank you so much again for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.